Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Kent Stock. If you've seen the film The Final Season, then you probably know who Kent is. In 1991, as a first-year head baseball coach, he coached the Norway High School baseball team during their now-famous final season, in which they defied the odds and proceeded to win Norway's 20th state title. Since 2007, Kent has been speaking professionally, bringing his messages of motivation and relationship building to the world. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Kent.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You are very welcome. Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little bit about your journey to success in public speaking?
My journey starts way back in 1978 when I was a sophomore in high school, and I elected a course to take, and it was public speaking. And when I got into that course, little did I know that everybody else in the class were seniors in high school, and they were all the people that I idolized as a kid and looked up to. And all of a sudden, I'm in this class where I had to put myself out front and center in front of these people that I idolized. I'm in this class with them. And I was nervous at first, but it's probably the best thing that I've ever done. It was an amazing class. I got an A in that class, and I remember that because I didn't get a ton of A's when I was in high school, but I remember that one, and it kind of led me to that career of speaking many years later. I had a plan as a kid. I was going to be a professional baseball player, and my parents never squelched that dream. They never said, Kent, you can't be a professional baseball player. But what they did do is they made me have an alternative plan, and that alternative plan has kicked in so many times in my life. As a college baseball player, it became very apparent that I wasn't going to be a professional baseball player, so I decided to be a teacher and a coach, and that is public speaking, motivational speaking, inspirational speaking, all tied in one every day for 8 periods a day, and I just loved it. I loved being in front of an audience. I later became a middle school principal, and I told the teachers that worked with me at the schools that you're like in Hollywood. You're on stage every day with these kids trying to motivate and inspire them, and through my coaching, obviously I did a lot of motivational speaking with the teams, but then I was fortunate enough, as you stated earlier, to be the coach of the final season in Norway, Iowa, and fortunate to have a movie made about my life. And through that, it was an independent movie, and we started raising money to film the movie, and the producers of the movie asked me to go along and share my story. And again, I was front and center with a group of people, potential investors, giving my story. And not asking for money, but to be out there and say, this is my story. Would you like to be a part of filming this movie? And after the movie came out, all those different groups that I had talked to, people would call and say, hey, would you come speak at our business or our association meeting? And I would go to these places and just fell in love with public speaking and sharing my inspirational story. So started in 78, and it's now 2010, and I'm still loving every minute of it.
A wonderful story. Well, given your experience, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something that you're born able to do, and why?
I truly believe with me that it was a born skill. My mom tells a story that I've been speaking since I was a baby. I always wanted an audience to speak in front of and was kind of a leader. Even as a young kid, they could tell that I was a kid who had leadership skills and would be out front and center. It's something that I think I was born with, but I developed that love of it later and developed the skills later in life that proceeded with me. I would hesitate to ever say that somebody can't learn that behavior, but with me, I truly believe that it was something I was born with.
Imagine that you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpowers?
Well, I believe my main superpower is to inspire people, that people across the Midwest, across the country that have heard me speak. The movie that came out about my life wasn't a hit across the country, and so people have heard, well, we'll have him come in and speak anyway, even though we may know nothing about this movie. So they come in kind of hesitant, but after they hear me speak, I feel like I've been blessed with the skill to inspire people, and through the delivery that I give them, it inspires them to go out and do great things for themselves and for others. I often compare myself to, I say this jokingly, that if you've seen the movie, and those of you that will see the movie, the final season, there's a scene in the movie where I'm introduced to the superintendent of schools, and he's looking to hire me as his baseball coach for that final season, and he calls me Ken, K-E-N, and I look at him in the movie, Sean Astin playing me in the movie, says, no, that's Kent, as in Clark Kent. So I say I have a little Superman in me, is what I tell people.
Great. Well, it seems like you automatically have been given an inspirational story, which helps you be inspirational. But if someone else wanted to develop the power of inspiration, do you have any advice for them to develop that skill as well?
Absolutely. I preface it by saying I was blessed with a gift of having a movie made about my life. Not everyone will have that, but everybody has an inspirational story to tell. And it's the ability to share that with them. You may not have a movie about you, but you may have an inspirational story, which I know everybody has, and it's working on that. My advice to people is to do all the public speaking that you get an opportunity to do. I probably spent 4 years of speaking to groups because they gave me the forum and they gave me the opportunity. And from there, it just created a rolling snowball effect of people would hear you and everybody else would say, we need to hire this person to come in and speak. I've been blessed to have a movie, but that's a one-time deal. It's now for me to be able to sustain that and keep that going and to tell others, you have that inspirational story, tell that story to as many people as you can, and you can inspire people just like I've been able to do.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today on Public Speaking Superpowers, Kent.
Thank you again. It's been a wonderful time speaking with you.
Well, this is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.